going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Quick announcement. As you guys know, the HMT Marathon will be kicking off soon. Now, after this one, episode 188 is going to start the marathon. Why? Because episode 187 will be the Halloween episode. So yes, the numbers will be off, but I'm giving you the explanation as to why the numbers will be off. So yes, gentlemen, get ready for the 7 days of slaughter. Oh, it's gonna be fun. And I got some good articles. Now, with that being said, let us return to our regularly scheduled program and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article was published on the 28th of September. Quote unquote, I just wish I could have taken her more seriously. Family in mourning after husband allegedly kills wife during domestic dispute. And you guys know how this is going to be framed right off the jump. According to Baton Rouge Police Department, Shalama Dabney, 51, was reportedly shot and killed by her husband, Cedric Dabney, 52, during a domestic dispute. The incident happened Friday, September 24th, on Elgin Street, which is just north of the intersection of Greenwell Springs Road and Lobdell Boulevard at around 11:30 p.m. The couple had just celebrated their 25-year wedding anniversary. And now their children are making funeral plans for their mother. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Quote unquote. I really thought I was just coming over there to find them arguing or something. I didn't think I was going to see yellow tape and people everywhere, said Tremekia Foster, daughter of Shalama Dabney. One has to immediately point out the difference in last name of the children versus the mother, which obviously meant this was a stepdaddy situation. And gentlemen, do not find yourself in that situation. Now, of course, them being married 25 years, obviously, they're from the old school, during which a stepdaddy was an honorable thing. However, nowadays, that is the absolute worst thing that a man can do. Tremekia and her sister, Cedricia Foster, are hurt and confused as to why their family ended up in a deadly and shattered mess. After detectives say Cedric Dabney shot their mom, Shalama, to death. Quote unquote, I knew that he had a temper, but I never thought he would take it that far as to like kill her, said Tremekia. Now, here's my question. They're doing everything they can to paint Mr. Dabney as the monster. However, it takes two to tango. Now, we all know women, in particular, wives, in particular, black women, are masters at verbally cutting a man down to his core. So, despite them trying to paint this man as a monster, oh, no, 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 no. I'm not letting the mother get off. Oh, no, 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 no. See, the fact that the daughter said that she was coming over there to find them arguing meant that she knew that their mother had a massive mouth on her. Continuing on, I was just always so proud that my parents had been together with my whole life. And for him to just do that, he could never give me a reason as to why he did that, said Tremekia. Here's the reason. Simply put, during 25 years of marriage, do you honestly not believe that he was not subjected to verbal, psychological, and emotional abuse that was directed at him via his wife? You'd be a fool to believe that. One day, he just decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take you out of the equation. No, this was a man who had suffered in silence and he finally snapped. That's the reason why. Both sisters told WAFB's Lester Dew that they could never find the strength to forgive their dad for what he had done. My thing is, you only get one mom and you took that away from us. So now it's just me, her, and we have a brother, and that's all we got, said Cedricia Foster, Shalama's daughter. Once again, that completely shows you this was a stepdad marriage. Police say all this happened during an argument, another tragedy centered around domestic disputes. Well, once again, when we look at the meaning of domestic dispute, it's always painted in a picture that it has to be something physical that men do. Once again, I'm going to reiterate this. What about the verbal, emotional, and psychological abuse that women, in particular wives, commit against their husband? There's not one single law on the books that says that psychological, emotional, or verbal abuse is against the law. To emasculate a man is a criminal offense or a civil offense. To call a man out of his name is an offense. Oh, no, 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 no. See, all the laws regarding domestic disputes are all meant to be physical in nature. That way, they can constantly paint the picture of the man being the abuser. But understand this. A black eye, a bruised cheek, hell, even a broken arm can heal with time. But a broken mind, that takes years, if ever. And that's why you have so many husbands out here that have broken minds because of all of the emasculating behavior that they have to endure. But anyway, I've read about enough of this. So let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, obviously it went down in the family home. 10, method of execution. He used a burner, so I got to go with a 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to go with a 5. And for the brutality, I'm going to give this one another 5. So Mr. Dabney gets a score of 25. Once again, until we're ready to actually have truthful conversations about mental, emotional, and psychological violence that men are subject to in marriages, I honestly don't want to hear anything else about abuse. I don't want to hear it. Now, as we all know, Women love to talk about abuse. Women love to claim, oh, he was abusive, blah, blah, blah. But then when you ask him that hard question, if he was such an abusive monster, why did you stay with him after the first time? Ah, you see, in this article, this woman obviously did not have that as the first time. They had argued many times in the past, but since he was a good provider, that's why she stayed. Gentlemen, do not feel guilty in walking away from a situation like this. Now, the daughter does say something, and I'm going to actually repeat what she said because I think it's a good piece of advice. And men, you should follow this too. Quote unquote, if you're in a relationship with somebody and they're controlling or they're abusive, don't wait. If you see an early sign of it, just get out of the relationship. Don't wait. Because they're going to say things like, I'm sorry, they love you, they plan to change and all that stuff. Don't believe it. Just run away. Now, that is good advice because women love to tell other women that. However, gentlemen, it's okay for you to walk away just as well. Even if you are married, do not let the material possessions, such as the house, the car, and all that stuff, keep you imprisoned in a horrible marriage. Walk the fuck away. Understand the consequences and be prepared to pay those consequences because you only get one shot at this thing called life. And there is no reason why men need to continue to suffer in silence. Now, before I close this out, for those of you who've ever watched Iyala Van Zandt, quote unquote, fix my life, there is one thing that she said in particular when it comes to black men called stand in it with their wives. Basically, what that is boiled down to is black men need to stay and stick out abusive marriages. No, that day is over. But with that being said, ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of this slick talking and horrible attitudes that you bring to your husbands will go out right along with it. Because once a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, guess what? He will act. And in some cases, that mask will be put on. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.